Hi there. The word for today is on anger management. Paul writes in Ephesians 4 verse 29, reading from the New Living Bible, "Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live." Notice, when you lash out in anger, you not only hurt the other person, you grieve the Holy Spirit. Have you considered that? As followers of Christ, we're called to try and understand what the other person needs. That means not bringing up previously confessed offenses, dragging in other people, or using wisecracks about somebody's weight, color, IQ, physical, mental, and emotional limitations. Don't bring up things that cloud the issue and keep you from finding a solution. And don't raise the decibel level in order to intimidate and manipulate. God made you with a capacity for anger, because when handled the right way, it can be the fuel needed to bring positive change and the medicine that actually brings healing. So, when it comes to anger management, keep these three things in mind. Number one, seek a solution, not a victory. Name calling and diagnosing others just makes things worse. Your focus shouldn't be on what they did, but on what you can do together to resolve it. Second thing is acknowledge your own flaws and ask for forgiveness. By admitting your own imperfections, you make it easier for the other person to deal with theirs. And third, for every difficulty you address, give a sincere compliment. Instead of criticizing, try saying something like, "I'm sure this wasn't easy for you to hear. Thanks for listening to me so graciously." Being solution-focused instead of blame-focused gives people something to live up to, not down to. And that's the word for you today.